Hello everyone, it's Andrew Hamilton here from Zappable. I'm joined today by Mike Jackson. Hello Mike, how are you doing?
Hi Andrew, well thank you.
Good, good, I'm glad to hear it. Now Mike, you're based in South Africa, aren't you?
That's correct, down in Durban is my hometown and that's where I'm calling you from at the moment.
That's fantastic, excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll start the ball rolling. Could you just maybe tell us a little bit about yourself then, Mike, just so we get to know you a bit better?
Yeah, sure. I've essentially been an entrepreneur since 1974 and I've started 7 businesses of my lifetime, some great successful and others not so successful as you would expect, but I've learned what works and what doesn't work in the process. Then I really started getting into marketing, direct marketing, particularly with the Glaser Kennedy Inner Circle, and I learned quite a lot about marketing, which I wish I'd known when I first started, but nevertheless. I've done very well. I started that in 2016 and have sort of evolved into the internet and online version of marketing.
Excellent. Good stuff. And I guess that's led you along the way then to Zappable.
Yes, I do quite a lot of online research into different packages and different ways of marketing online because there's such a diverse number of those that are available.
Mm-hmm.
And I've become pretty au fait with just about every type of marketing online, but the online, but the apps, particularly the mobile apps, is what I saw as a huge opportunity for the future because that was the direction that marketing seemed to be going in.
Mm-hmm.
I had a look at the Zappable and immediately identified the opportunity there and subscribed with your, I think it's what you call your launch package.
Uh-huh.
A couple of years ago, 2 years ago or something, whatever it was.
Excellent.
Quite a while back anyway.
No, good stuff. So you've been in it from the start. That's excellent. Okay, so do you want to tell us maybe just a little bit about how many apps you've created so far and have you successfully sold any of them?
Yes. What I started off with was obviously just to familiarize myself with Zappable and how it actually works. And I created a golf app for golf courses down in Knysna, which is a very picturesque part of our country where there's a lot of golf courses. There's 7 golf courses, really international standard golf courses.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought if I could have an app that people would use and find it very helpful to be able to book direct from the app rather than have to phone up. So I built a little app around that and introduced it to a few of the folk. But I came up with a bit of resistance. You know, the golf course managers were the difficult cases because they don't want to change from their hard copy book and writing stuff down. And that's the way they are. They're normally more mature than I am.
Yeah.
And that tends to cause quite a few problems because they're not up to date with the latest technologies.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran into a bit of problems with that. So I essentially hung back on it a bit and then started an app in December for a local gym. That came about quite by default. It actually started in November on a barter deal. I was a bit overweight and needed to lose some weight, so I bartered with the dietitian to help me lose some weight and while I built her an app. And that turned out to be a very, very successful app. And has spurred me on to really start looking at it as a viable way of marketing. More so than its functionality, it was more around how I could use it as a marketing tool for that gym. And that's what really has opened quite a number of doors.
Fantastic.
And then I moved into the security industry, the security services. In our country, it's quite a booming industry, obviously, because of the issues that are around with security. I suppose it's just about everywhere in the world, so security is a big thing. And I looked at how I could use it to market a security business, and that I'm launching that at the moment. I've come up across a couple of issues with getting it published on the Google Play Store, but I've got those sorted out. I had some advice from Zappable support, so hopefully that'll be actually published on the Play Store in the next week.
Excellent.
And that is the sort of niche that I targeted because of the huge potential for that.
Okay, I see. Fabulous. And so when you were getting these customers, when you've been selling your apps, do you find that you directly approach them or do they come to you? I suppose you have to build your reputation up first. But did you approach them at first, and how did you do that, Mike?
Yes, it's all by approach, where I spot an opportunity and then talk to them about how the app can benefit their business as a marketing tool, particularly using the push notifications. So that is how I approached all of these, was a direct opportunity that I spotted through networking and so on. And that's how that came about. All of them have come about seeing that opportunity to use it as a marketing tool.
Excellent. Okay, and with regards to marketing, so what sort of marketing activities do you do? Do you have a website, for example? Do you use social media at all? Or?
Oh, yes, I go the whole hog.
Excellent.
I use all of them. I build websites, particularly interactive video-type websites.
Mm-hmm.
And I've acquired the skills to make animated videos as well. So I do the videos, I optimize the videos for YouTube, publish them on YouTube, and then promote them through YouTube and directly through Facebook.
Fantastic.
Which is more recent because they've only just opened up.
Uh-huh.
So I do the Facebook marketing, YouTube marketing, LinkedIn marketing are the prime channels that I would use.
Brilliant. And do you find that that's quite effective for getting you a number of leads in? Or is it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It depends on the business that I'm doing the marketing for.
Mm-hmm.
For myself, they all work for me, but certain businesses, Facebook is not as relevant.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't do as well. But LinkedIn then is the alternative to that.
Mm-hmm.
But to use a LinkedIn strategy that doesn't cost much money on the advertising is horrendously expensive and very effective, but very expensive and not possible for a smaller company.
Yeah.
So I have another strategy that I use for LinkedIn marketing that is working really, really well for me and for the few clients that I have doing it.
Excellent. Excellent. That's really good. Okay, so with regards to the pricing of your apps, do you have a sort of standalone standard pricing for them? Or is it something that you'd be prepared to negotiate with your clients? Or how exactly do you work it?
It's quite a challenging thing because the app builders that are available that I've seen as competitors are quite expensive. But then they're building functional apps with quite a lot of high-tech stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
My apps are more designed for marketing. It's a slightly different application.
Mm-hmm.
So I've sort of priced them, I don't know how this will translate into pounds and dollars, but I've charged 8,500 Rand for the unit, which I think is, 15 to 1 these days. So okay. It'll give you about $1,500 or thereabouts somewhere.
Uh-huh.
My math's good, but anyway, somewhere around there.
Sure, okay. And so that's the upfront price then for the app.
That's correct.
Do you charge any monthly subscription fees or anything?
Yes, I do. I charge, at the moment I'm charging 650 Rand, which is just about 100, I suppose. What is it, $110, somewhere around there.
Okay, very good. Excellent.
Let's go on to, I think the next point might be something that we need to discuss.
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about Zappable as a product. Is there anything in particular that you really like?
Yes, I like the simplicity of use. It's very, very easy to get into. If you're a little bit IT savvy, it doesn't take very long to pick up the gist of it. And the training is exceptionally good. It's really, you watch the video, you apply what you've learned, and by the end of the video, you actually know how to do it, and then it's quite quick from there.
Mm-hmm.
It's primarily the marketing functions, which is really what I see in Zappable as its prime focus. It's not offering things like location-based tracking of where somebody is, and you know, those kind of real technical things.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very simple, very straightforward, and it's a brilliant tool, as far as I'm concerned, for getting the message in front of the right people and keeping the app in front of them, which is really the key to the success of what I'm doing.
Excellent. That sounds really good. You mentioned earlier about you've had dealings with support before. Do you have any comments on how that went or how you feel the support goes for Zappable? Or indeed, have you been a prominent person in the online community?
No, I haven't been very active on the online community, but when I've needed support, they've been really, really good. They come back not as fast as I would like because I think they're quite busy, but yeah, I like a quick answer, but I'm prepared to wait for a day to get a meaningful answer,
sure.
Which I generally do get, and I'm very happy with the support. I get the answers, and I get meaningful answers that have helped me solve the problems.
Fantastic. That's
some
good
of them have been quite technical and had to go to developers to resolve.
Mm-hmm.
Get an answer from the developers, but it has really been, I've been quite satisfied with the support that I've had.
Good. Well, we're pleased to hear that. Okay, then. Well, Mike, the final question, as I always say, it's our favorite question here. It's the big one. If you could give one piece of advice to any new Zappable members who want to sell their own apps, what would that be?
From my experience in talking to potential customers about mobile apps, the one thing that I find really sways them in favor of what I'm doing is to build an app. They don't really understand what it is that you're doing. They've seen other apps, and that's all that they understand. And they see them as very practical tools that they use for either locating a loved one or online shopping. There's a whole lot of variables that you've got there, but very few people fully understand the power of the Zappable approach to it. So I find it difficult, or I find that they have difficulty understanding it. But the moment I include the principle that I've evolved, is I will offer them or talk to them about the app. They sort of get interested. And I would say to them something along these lines, you know, the app is a wonderful tool to be able to do whatever you want to do with it and reach and keep in touch with your potential customers and customers. But the problem is, how do you get that app onto cell phones? How do you get that out to as many people as you can?
Mm-hmm.
To try and compete within the Google and the iOS stores is not that easy. It's incredibly difficult to get your app ranked.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've started doing is I offer them the app with 1 month of a promotion on Facebook to get people to download that app as quickly as I can,
mm-hmm.
and as many as I can. And that I've had a lot of success with by using, there's some software tools that I use which are very successful to try and drive a viral campaign out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I would do is I'd create a Facebook lead ad. And that would capture the person's information so I could have a follow-up email, and then I would also send them a direct link to download the app.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep in touch, and we eventually we get them to download those apps quite quickly. But by having the person's name, I can then also drive a viral campaign inviting them to share it on that basis. To get it out as quickly as possible and make it go viral.
Sure, sure.
But to make the whole thing work, there's another element that I always include. And people will load your app, download your app, they'll have a look at it. If they can't see the functionality or the benefit to themselves, they're going to unsubscribe, they're going to bomb it, and that'll be the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So in building in your app, this is the one thing that I found has made the biggest difference, is to use the directory feature within the Zappable suite of tools that you've got there, is to use the directory to give people, and this is what I did with the security app, is I included emergency numbers. So there was a directory of one-touch emergency numbers, all of them, from Fire Brigade. I know in some countries they've just got one that you phone in, but in our country there's one for every service, which makes it a little bit more complicated to find the Fire Brigade when you're looking for ambulances and SPCA or the Animal Cruelty League or whatever you want to call them.
Uh-huh.
So all of those are in there. NSRI, which is the sea rescue people,
mm-hmm.
Specialized, you know, all those weird ones. In our country, we've also got this problem of snakes. And when you see a snake in your home, you can get a little bit traumatized and you don't know how to remove the thing because we've got some deadly fellows around here.
Mm-hmm.
So you call the snake catcher and you want to have that button handy. You can't now go and have a look to see
yeah.
where they are and look them up on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I found to have that aspect of it, that emergency dialing, one-touch dialing, is something that will keep the app on the phone. The other thing that I've done with them is I've had security alerts. For argument's sake, if there's any issue with trouble in a mall or there's been some accidents on the road, the owners of the app would send out a push notification, say, be careful of that place, avoid that, because it's of a potential danger. You know, a lot of people will say, oh, but that's available on the radio. Yeah, if you're listening to the radio, it's available. Yeah, but if you're not listening to it and somebody else is listening to it, how do they remind you? This push notification function really solves that problem beautifully.
Yeah.
So for those two things, I think people keep that app available. Another little tip, I'll just give it a last one, is to have on this particular security app, I had it also on the golf app, which was Golfing Tips, which is the library of videos that you can have on self-defense tips or golf swing tips or whatever you want to call it. And those things keep the user or the person that's downloaded, keeps them engaged and keeps that app on their phone, which makes the push notification system work so beautifully. Those are the tips that I would leave anybody who wants to market Zappable.
Yeah.
Those are the things that give you the edge over the other app developers who don't include those things.
Honestly, that's fantastic. Thank you so much, Mike. I've done quite a few of these interviews now, and I loved your first point that you made. It's kind of thinking outside the box, really. It's not just about the app, but it's, you know, how you can market the app and help your customer market the app as well. I think that's brilliant. That's really, really useful. That's great, great advice. And just making the app useful, I suppose, so that people won't delete it, is that's gold dust.
That's the key to it, is to make sure that they don't delete it. Otherwise, it's useless.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no point in having it in the app store.
Yeah.
It doesn't help anybody there.
No, that's really useful. Thank you so much for that indeed. Well, that kind of brings the interview to an end. I appreciate your time on this, Mike. It's been really interesting conversation.
It's a pleasure.
Brilliant. I'll leave it there. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.